I have a question to you is, obviously you're much younger than me, and probably the reason why you get into, do you have any personal relationship with some your little tapes with somebody that has been?
No, I do not have any personal relationship. I am from that area. My family is from Hiroshima area originally, and that's where my family grave is still located. And my father was maybe in a similar situation as yours, went to a school in the countryside of Hiroshima, even though he, before the war, was living in Kobe. And he and his mother went to this country of Hiroshima, and I think my grandmother remembers seeing the mushroom cloud from where she was, although she was not in the city in any sense of the word, so she was not affected by the bomb. But this is part of the family story that I was told as I was growing up. And I guess just growing up in Japan, I was exposed to much information about the bomb. I mean, much, not in a sense that was enough or sufficient, but much in a sense compared to what American children might have been exposed, which is not that much, about the history of the bomb. And then also exposed to the bomb literature. Literature was very deeply, it was something that I remember even as I became older. So I guess I was always interested in issues of the bomb, but as a U.S. historian, there was not much immediate connection. But then when I realized that there are people who are living with the bomb in America, as many of them being American citizens, having this fascinating history of belonging to both Japan and America, I thought that I have to know more about those people. So that's where my interest is from.
That's good. It's, good luck with your project, and you eventually going to make it into a book.
Yeah, that's what historians do. We write books and sometimes articles as well.
Yes, because in your, I was wondering, do you wonder why Japanese have a hard time to make decisions? Because when I was teaching at business schools and business-oriented student, one of the characteristics of Japanese companies or the organization is they don't make decisions. And recently I led, you know, for the medical part of it, interesting thing, Japanese is most pessimistic people and they have the largest population of people who have the short form of the gene that transfer the dopamine, so dopamine transfer protein. And the longer the dopamine receptor gene is longer, you're optimistic. And the most, the largest population that have the long form is the African and South Pacific. Americans are about 10 times higher than the Japanese. Japanese, on the other hand, short form, most pessimistic, the form, and most people have in Japan have the short form of the dopamine transfer protein. That, for that reason, brain thinks that you can't afford make the mistake. So that's one of the things. I was wondering whether you have studied something like this. It was very interesting.
Yeah, I don't directly study it, but in my opinion, as a historian, I do not agree with biological determinism. I think actually, I teach many pre-med students in one of the joint departments I teach in, and they are science majors.
Yes.
And one thing that they are really recently trained in science courses, but also in history of medicine science courses that I teach, is that it goes both ways, nature and nurture, to put it simply. So when I hear stories like that, you know, difference between Americans and Japanese.
Right.
My inclination is, in response to your question, is to say that I do not think that Japanese people have difficulty in making decisions. I think what counts as decision differs from a culture to another.
That's true. But don't they more perfectionist? And they, because, you know, one time, that was about 2 years ago, I was invited to a friend of mine's the high school. There was about 300 students in my the talk I gave, I mentioned that the student, you don't have to be perfect. You can be B plus and maybe the 80% is just fine. And enjoy your life when you're young, because the perception of life is so different. And the principal said, I don't want to talk to my student in the same way, because we perceive to be perfect. We don't want to see anybody less than the perfect. So 100% is okay, but 99% is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine, but I'm sorry I mentioned that. But are they happy? But she said, no, it doesn't matter, as long as they can go to the university. And that's one of the interesting experiences I had.
Mm-hmm.
They are really perfectionist.
Mm-hmm. I think the societal expectations and institutions and sorts of things that are around them are going to affect them very much, and then they continue to do so. So I think that's
the
big part.
Same way, Americans are C plus is okay. So that's one of the things that I thought is very interesting.
So thank you very much again for both of you, and I will, like I said earlier, I'm going to send you a copy of this signed form, and you know where to find me.
Okay, PDF is fine, and
sounds good.
I'd like to hear this when the publications come out.
Okay, about the publication.
Yes, sure.
And also, if there's anything I can help you in your lectures or teaching, let me know.
Yeah,
perhaps some of this medical student might like to hear my views and things like that too,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I'd be very happy to do that.
That's a very generous offer on your part. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I will consider that.
Okay, good.